intentionally, potentially kind of intentionally lose to the Pelicans so they could try to beat the Kings or Warriors in the next game and not have to face the Denver Nuggets.
But if the Lakers win and play the Nuggets, I will say the words. I'd be shocked if they beat the Nuggets. I'd be shocked. I'm not saying they can't do it, but I'd be shocked.
Welcome to the Sports on Tap Brothers podcast. And I'm George. And before me, always, my little brother, Sammy.
Now, let's tap in and get this podcast rolling.
Lakers, Pelicans, play-in game coming up. Sammy, are the Lakers a real threat in the NBA playoffs?
I think they might actually be, but I'm going to go with what I heard today, actually, on Colin Cowherd's show. It was interesting. He thinks they should intentionally, potentially kind of intentionally lose to the Pelicans so they could try to beat the Kings or Warriors in the next game and not have to face the Denver Nuggets.
Like, in a way, that is like the best and craziest idea of all time. I was actually thinking about that, too, because I heard the same thing. Let's say they did lose to the Pelicans to avoid playing the Denver Nuggets, who we'll get to that, like the matchup between the Lakers and Nuggets here in a second. But that doesn't guarantee, like, the Warriors just beat the Lakers in LA not too long ago. Like, if Steph Curry catches fire, there's no guaranteeing the Lakers are going to beat the Warriors in the next game.
Yeah, I mean, I think they would if they really, when LeBron was
in
one game,
I think they'd be favorites. I think they definitely. Yeah. I think they'd be favorites, but would you? Can you, like, literally say if we lose this game, we're guaranteeing ourselves to beat the Warriors?
I mean, no. There's no guarantee the Warriors are going to beat the Kings. I mean, like, right, at the end of the day, it's the NBA. So I just think that at the end of the day, it's the NBA. I don't think anyone will actually intentionally blow a game. I think the Lakers are going to beat the Pelicans. I think mentally, when you're LeBron James and Anthony Davis, you know that you have a chance against anyone, and I think they know that at the end of the day. Their goal, this is LeBron James and Anthony Davis. This is not freaking, no offense, but this is not the Minnesota Timberwolves, right? This is not the Cleveland Cavaliers of Devin, Donovan Mitchell and company. Mm-hmm. This is LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Their ultimate goal this year, still, right now, even if other people don't believe it, is to win the NBA championship. So
yeah, I think that's LeBron James's goal every single year, no matter
and Anthony
what.
Davis. Like, both of them together, like, that's their goal right now. And so to them, they're like, if we play the Nuggets, we're going to have to get through them to go to the championship anyways. So we're playing the Nuggets. So
all right, yeah, that's kind of how I felt, too. I feel like they don't care. They're going to want to go and beat the Pelicans. They don't want a situation where they're going to miss the playoffs entirely because they – I mean, this is just – I mean, I can't believe we're even talking about this. They're not going to lose on purpose, okay?
No, I moved off that already.
I know. I can't believe I'm talking about it like it's going to happen. They're not going to lose on purpose. But the thing with the Lakers is the luck of a draw just sucks. Like, I know they believe they can beat the Nuggets and all this. And last year they went to the Western Conference Finals and they probably played the Nuggets better than anyone else played the Nuggets. I know they got swept in four games, but each and every one of those games was close.
Did they really make the Western Conference? I can't even. That's so crazy.
Yeah,
I forgot.
They made the Western Conference Finals against the Nuggets last year.
The Lakers, like LeBron James. That's pretty impressive. That's pretty impressive. I remember it now, and I remember because, like, they got swept, and then, like, LeBron, is he going to retire, happened. But, like, that is impressive. I think, but at the end of the day, once again, I think the Lakers have a chance against the Nuggets. I know we're kind of moving forward too quick because it's Pelicans versus, you know, Pelicans versus the Lakers, and the winner is the one who plays them. But I have, like, the full utmost confidence that LeBron James and Anthony Davis will pull this win out. And I have the utmost confidence that they will probably this year give the Nuggets a little more trouble than most teams would. And I don't know if that means they can win the series, but I think if anybody can, when you have LeBron James and Anthony Davis in their size specifically, and the Nuggets, yes, I think they're just as good, but I do think last year they were on an even more special of a run. And even, like, you know, they had a couple extra players, obviously, you know, that they lost in free agency and whatnot. So I do think last year they were maybe a step above where they are this year, despite still being a top three or four team in the NBA this year. Yeah. So I do think the Lakers stand a chance. And that's why, like, I don't know how many teams do other than the Lakers because of Anthony Davis, if he chooses to play the way that he can.
Yeah, but the thing with Anthony Davis, for some reason, and Anthony Davis is great, right? He's going to be second team All-NBA. He's been defensively amazing. He's played 74 games this year, the most in his whole entire career. Despite every single other game, we see him like hold his eye, and you're like, you send me yesterday, that is Anthony Davis okay? I hope Anthony Davis is okay, yes. Tweet. So, like, we've seen multiple of those tweets, but it's only resulted in 8 missed games. But for some reason, Jokic just dominates Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis can't compete with Jokic. I don't know what it is. I don't know if they have, like, some beef and Jokic wants to, like, show him. But, no, it's a thing. Like,
I mean, I don't know if you forgot about the bubble, but...
Oh, I know the bubble, yes, but I'm talking about the last couple of years. Anthony Davis has been dominated by Nikola Jokic every single time, and people, I mean, it's a thing on the internet, like, why can't Davis, like...
Once again, I'm just saying, I think everyone's forgetting about the bubble, like, that when Anthony Davis was on, they killed Denver.
Was that a 7-game series or 6-game series?
I don't think they killed Denver. Anthony Davis went off.
Yeah, and had the biggest shot of his career. Kudos to Anthony Davis for that. But I just think that...
It was actually 4-1.
4-1. Okay, 5
to go
games.
To the finals. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Bubble was a long, long time ago, by the way. Completely different teams. But here's the thing.
Like 3.5 years ago, but yeah. It's not that long ago.
It was pretty long ago. Anyway, the thing is, I just wonder if, like, the Lakers looking at this, or even Laker fans, and saying anyone but the Nuggets. Like, I really think the Lakers would be favored against the Thunder. Well, not favored. They'd beat the Thunder.
I don't know if they'd be favored in Vegas, but I think they could beat them.
Yeah, the Timberwolves, I think they could beat. The Clippers, the Suns. Fuck it. Even the Dallas Mavericks. I know the Mavericks are on fire right now. I think the Lakers will go in there and, like, I'm fucking beating the Mavericks. I just think the Nuggets are the one team where they're, like, even, I know in their head they're thinking they can win, but the fans of the Lakers and the Lakers, like, fuck. Them again? Like, that's the one team I think they would only be worried about. But that's because they're the defending NBA champions. Not saying the Lakers can't beat them, but always the defending NBA champion is kind of like, I don't want to play those guys.
Yeah, but then at the same time, I think that, like I said, they're going to have to play them at some point if they want to win an NBA championship. So maybe if you get it out of the way and somehow you pull off the upset, I just think it's possible. I know it's maybe, I think I'm just in that weird spot of when I still see Anthony Davis and LeBron James, and I kind of like the roster they put around them this year, I feel like there's a chance. Like, if Anthony Davis wakes up on whatever, it'll be like Friday morning or when the series would start, and says, like, here we go, I'm Anthony Davis, and somehow has a extremely high-level series against Jokic, and then LeBron plays high-level, there is an actual chance they win the series. And I think it's not crazy to believe. And I think it's also humanly possible that the Nuggets win in 5. But I'm just saying, if they play the right way. There's other series where I would tell you, you know, like, you look at, like, Boston versus Atlanta, the 1-8. Yeah. That's gonna, Boston versus either what, Atlanta or Chicago. Like, that's going to be a 4 or gentlemen sweep, right? It's much different than these type of matchups. Like, can't compare West, that.
Yeah, the West is a lot different than the East. Like, I still think I would be... The best way to say it is, look, I think you're right. The Lakers might have a chance, or a puncher's chance, against the Nuggets.